It's Monday, January 16th, 2006. My name's Daniel. I host the show called The Sounds in My Head. If you're a frequent listener to The Sounds in My Head, you probably know that this show is actually on break. I'm not doing any new episodes until February of 06, I said. However, my dear friend Andrew said, you know, you got this whole month of downtime where everyone's expecting shows and you're not providing any. How about if I do a show? And I said, hey, that's fine with me. Go for it. Make a show. So my friend Andrew, longtime friend, is going to step up to the plate and host his very own episode of The Sounds in His Head. So without further ado, let me hand it over to Andrew in Christchurch, New Zealand, to host this special guest host episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Hello there, this is Andrew. I'm your guest host on The Sounds in Someone's Head. Used to be Daniel's, I guess it's yours now. So sit back, relax, or if you're driving, then sit up and stay alert, and I'll walk you through some songs that I like. Now, there's a couple of things that I need to warn you about first. Number one is, I'm not Daniel. I'm older than that. Like, a lot older than that. So the music that you're used to hearing, which is hip and fresh and young and the latest and greatest, yeah, I don't know any of that stuff, so I can't really help you out. However, the credo of The Sounds in My Head is the music you might have missed. So I'm going to talk about some music that you might have missed. Now, you might have missed it 20 years ago, back when I was still collecting music, but it's still possible that you missed it and you might like it, and if not, I ask you, please, don't unsubscribe to The Sounds in Daniel's Head just because you don't like the sounds that I'm putting in your head, because this is a one-off deal. Next week, I'm out of here. I'm somewhere. Unless you like me, and then, well, send Daniel a bunch of emails saying, hey, that guy was better than you, and he'll still continue on after next week, but he'll feel bad about it, so that'll be good. In the meantime, though, no, seriously, I'm just here for a week. I'm going to play some songs I think you might like, because I like them, and since you're not me, I could be wrong.
Old Mother Reagan and her crew took away from me and you. I'm sick of far away. Come, she don't go far away. She better go far away. Old Mother Reagan went to heaven and through the gates will stop.
Bang. That's the Violent Femmes, Old Mother Reagan, from The Blind Leading the Naked. It's a really short song, but it's a really good song. You might have missed a lot of songs on that album because it wasn't really terribly well received when it came out with the whole Violent Femmes crowd. I bought it when I was trying to be cool. And I said, ooh, a new Violent Femmes album. So I bought it thinking my friends that I wanted to be my friends, they weren't my friends. They were just people I wanted to be my friends. Well, I thought they would say, like, ooh, you've got the new Violent Femmes album. Will you be our friend? But it turns out they had already known about it, and they said it was stupid because a lot of the songs on it really had heavy right-wing Christian overtones. And I'm not making that up here. Listen.
I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe there's a Spirit.
Yep, just like that. So I might not have been the coolest kid on the block, but I still think there's some really good songs on the album. For example,
I can't remember if we were lovers or if I just wanted to. But I held her in my arms, I held her in my arms, I held her in my arms, but it wasn't you.
I Held Her in My Arms was from this album. I think it's a fantastic song, so you might have missed it. You should probably go look it up if you don't have it. It's a great song. But what I'm going to play now is a song I'm pretty sure you did miss. And it's by the Violent Femmes as well. It's from the Saturday morning cartoon soundtrack. It's the Violent Femmes doing a cover of an Elroy Jetsons tune.
Ork, ork, eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, get in this capsule, baby, we are blasting off!
Eep, op, ork, eep, op, ork, eep, op, ork,
that means I love you, I took my baby for a ride in Spain.
Eep, op, ork,
I met a little man with a funny, funny face.
Eep, op, ork,
he thought I
Violent Femmes, Eep, Op, Ork, off the Saturday Morning Cartoon compilation. There's some other good tracks on it, nothing great. I was kind of disappointed in several of them. Bought it based on the names, and yeah, they didn't really live up. But that song's pretty good, so if you see it in a used CD store, well, then listen to it, and you decide. I don't know if you can hear that, but my cat just jumped in my lap. It's purring up a storm. Thank you, monster. Yeah, that'd be one of the downsides of not having a recording studio. Instead, just be sitting in the middle of the living room with a microphone and a laptop. I'm gonna play a song for you now that's from the best movie soundtrack ever. That'd be the Repo Man soundtrack for everybody that's between 33 and 38 and didn't have a car yet when they were 17. This is Pablo Picasso by The Burning Sensations.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. Now the girls have turned the color of an avocado. When he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. While he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. At New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not right here. Not like you.
So I'm going to get a little bit weird on you here. Just a just a bit weird. I got some pretty strange musical taste, and I don't know that they get any stranger than this. This is an album that was introduced to me by my high school English teacher during the course of teaching, so you know it's gotta be good. No, seriously, we were reading Oedipus, like you're forced to do in high school, and I can't say that I really retained much of anything from it, but I remember being very confused by the whole process. And she mentioned that there was an off-Broadway performance of the story of Oedipus performed as a spiritual gospel show. I couldn't fathom such a thing, so I dug around and was able to find, I think, a cassette version of it. Totally worn out, as at the public library or something, but no, it was inspiring to me. It was really different, really strange. And then when she saw that I got excited about it, she actually dug up a videotape of The Gospel at Colonus, which is a gospel spiritual rendition of the story of Oedipus at Colonus. And it's just as weird as it sounds, but it's really, really good. Here, I'll play you a sample.
Where leaves and berries throng, and one dark ivy climbs the bole, the sweet sojourning nightingale murmurs all night long.
So I don't know whether or not you like gospel music, but you have to admit that's a heck of a better recitation than your high school English teacher did of the original Oedipus text, as opposed to Oedipus. The thing I found the most interesting is that I couldn't understand why there was a Greek chorus, what that meant. There's a bunch of people standing behind the main characters that would just talk now and then, just like repeat what the main character said. It made no sense to me. When it became a gospel chorus, all of a sudden it made perfect sense. They were repeating what the person said, just like you would in church.
Who is this man? What is his name? Where does he come from? What is his race? Who is his father? Who is his father?
I am the accursed. I am Oedipus.
You heard correctly. Morgan Freeman, better known as Easy Rider on The Electric Company, is Oedipus. At least for the first half of the performance he is. When Oedipus loses his eyesight, the role is taken on by all five members of the Blind Boys of Alabama, including the world-famous Clarence Fountain, which I find a particularly exciting performance. In fact, that makes me want to play a Blind Boys of Alabama song that I'm really fond of, but I'm not going to hit you with back-to-back gospel, because I know I'm not hitting the target demographic of the sounds in my head. So, the next song I'm going to play, I think you'll like. But the song after that, you probably won't. And it's okay, because for 1 week only, these are the sounds in my head.
Surround.
And that little nugget of musical gold was Flags for Everything by Let's Active from the Cypress Afoot album. And I'd like to be able to tell you that I'm a longtime fan of Let's Active, and I listened to them when I was in high school because I was so hip, but no. In actuality, I hadn't heard of them until this afternoon. I went to my wife, Regina, and said, "Hey, Regina." I often say that to her. "Hey, Regina, what's the music that people might have missed? You know, something underappreciated, something not really obscure, but stuff people might have overlooked." She's like, "Let's Active." I was like, "What?" She's like, "Let's Active, the band. Didn't you listen to that when you were in high school?" I was like, "No." She's like, "It's one of the most underappreciated bands of all time. You should totally play that on your podcast." I was like, "Well, damn, I am then." And I just did. I'm having a little trouble here. I can't decide whether I should play Amazing Grace or The House of the Rising Sun. Amazing Grace, House of the Rising Sun. I can't pick one. Hey, I've got an idea.
Thank you.
Wasn't that super awesome? Super nifty awesome? I don't know. I really like that. That's the Blind Boys of Alabama, featuring Clarence Fountain. And the album is The Spirit of the Century. And the whole album's pretty good, although that really is the best song on the album. And probably the best song by the Blind Boys of Alabama. And probably the best song ever. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Here, I'll play it again. No, I'm kidding. That's pretty funny, wasn't it? Now, the next song I really want to play... The next song I really want to play, I'm actually going to play. And it's another gospel tune. And before... What? Before you reach for that little spinny wheel on your player thing there... This is Portishead and Tom Jones from the Tom Jones Reload album playing one of the most incredible versions imaginable of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. To die.
That is just incredible. I don't know how else to describe that. I don't know that I ever really cared two shakes about Tom Jones in the past, but he's completely redeemed whatever sense he's had by that just bizarrely strange rendition. You know, it makes me want to hear him do an entire version of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I don't know why, but maybe Showboat too, but anyways, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Daniel for allowing me to sit in his chair, so to speak, even though I'm halfway around the world. It's been a real thrill to share my music with his listeners. And since this is very likely the last time I'll be allowed on his airwaves, I need to stuff as many songs into your head that are in my head as possible, because this is it. So if what I've played so far made you a little nervous, like you were right on the border of popping, like you couldn't handle that music because it was so out there, we'll go ahead and skip to the next podcast now, because the next two songs are way outside the normal listener base for Daniel, or at least what I think the normal listener base is. The first song I want to play is a collaboration between Paul Simon and Philip Glass. Philip Glass wrote the music, Paul Simon wrote the lyrics. If you're not familiar with Philip Glass, listen carefully. Now you're completely familiar with Philip Glass. You'll get that joke later. The album is Songs from Liquid Days, and the song is Changing Opinion.
Gradually, we became aware of a hum in the room. Sometimes it was a murmur, sometimes it was a pause. Sometimes it seemed to disappear, but then with the quarter turn, roll around the sofa.
The end of the song. Crazy, huh? That's Philip Glass. It's not everybody's taste, for sure. I don't know why, but I really enjoy Philip Glass. I actually own several CDs, and arguably you only need one. It's a cool, clever mesh, so if you're looking for something that's a little bit more heady to listen to, get your brain wrapped around the music, or you like to, you know, kind of meditate while you're listening to music, I recommend that album. So I'm going to go on a huge limb now. I'm going to play something that you will never, ever hear on the Sounds of My Head ever again. And it very possibly could ban me from ever being a guest DJ ever again, because it violates Daniel's basic tenets of music. And before I heard this album, I would have agreed. I'm actually talking about the blasphemous act of playing Sade. Now I know, smooth operator, makes me want to put a drill in my eye. I'm with you. But one track on Lover's Rock, which even the name of that album makes me go like, oh, come on. The song Immigrant. I don't know how to describe it, but it's got an edge to it. The harmonies are funky. They're really different. The arrangement, it's ballsy. There's syncopations in there that shouldn't be. It's like it's got rough edges on it. It's like a broad stroke painter's canvas of a Sade song. And I dig it. And it's a guilty pleasure, I guess, if that's the right word, because I don't want to admit to liking it. But I thought, well, now's the time to confess to the world that there's actually a Sade song in pretty much the whole album that I dig. And I'm not a mealy-mouth, whatever, smooth jazz kind of person as it is. I don't care for smooth jazz unless it's on fire. But I really like this song. And so I'm going to play it on the Sounds of My Head. But before I play it, since the end of this podcast might get mysteriously truncated off by someone on the web server, I just want to thank Daniel for giving me the pleasure of being a guest DJ on his show. I'd like to thank Daniel in general for the Sounds of My Head. It's a very good show. I know he works his butt off on the show. He's always out there pounding the pavement with his ear to the ground, and if you can just picture that, it's a really uncomfortable position to be walking around in, and it does a lot of damage to the side of his head. So he really deserves this time off that he's taking. If you're up for it, I know he doesn't ask this of you, but if you're up for it, send him a thank you email. That's all he really wants. Or if you're up for it, send him an email telling him that my podcast was much better than his, just to make him feel bad. But really, send him some kind of a note to let him know he's actually reaching some people out there, because I think the amount of work he puts into it, he should just get a pat on the back now and then. And if you subscribe and you don't fast forward every week, maybe he deserves that. So anyway, without further ado, or maybe a little bit more. No, without any further ado, the final song of my guest podcast on the venerable Sounds in My Head is Sade. From Lover's Rock, the song is Immigrant. That wasn't it. That was actually the end of another Gospel of Colonists song I was just talking over, but I couldn't bring myself to cut it off early. So now you're going to hear Sade, Immigrant.
He was turned away from every door like Joseph. To even the toughest among us, that would be too much. He didn't know what it was to be black. Toughest among us, don't you know that would be just enough. How hard it is to live. Hard enough just to make it through a day. The secret of their fear and their suspicion. Standing there looking like an angel in his brown shoes, his short suit. And his cuffs a little frayed, coming from where he did. He was such a dignified child. To even the toughest among us, don't you know that would be too much? Isn't it just enough? How hard it is to live. Isn't it hard enough just to make it through the day? Coming from where he did, he was torn away from every door like Joseph. To even the toughest among us, don't you know that would be too much? You didn't know what it was to be black.
I was ready for it all to end on that last song, but I actually forgot to give some credits out. The music I've been talking over has been Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group. They only come out at night. That's lovely 70s throwback. Wiz and the Wiz and Hot Mallets from a South African CD called Vintage Jazz Volume 11 that I doubt you'll find anywhere because I can't even find anything about it on the internet. Orpheus in Hades by Let's Active, another Let's Active song. And A Voice Foretold, another song from the Gospel of Colonists. So if you were wondering what those songs were, now you know. Again, a great big thanks to Daniel for sharing his podcast with me, and a great big thanks to you, the listener, for listening, and an even bigger thanks if you give some kind of a feedback some point in time. The website is thesoundsinmyhead.com. Daniel's email address is daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. It's great hearing you, or you hearing me, and I hope you'll hear me again sometime. My name is Andrew. Good night.